It's 11 trivia questions on famous redheads, recorded live at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. This is Trivia with Buds. Would it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host with the most, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Hit subscribe for new episodes every single day. And tell a friend about the show. If you like trivia, if you like playing along, send people the questions. Send people the links. Say, how'd you do on this one? Or how would you do on this next one? And get to playing. This is a great show for road trips, great for binging, great for listening on an airplane, to write stuff down, to pass the time. And however you use the show, I'm grateful that you decided to check it out. If you have anything you want me to promote on the show, you can join our Patreon page for just $10 a month, and I'll give you a shout out for anything you got going on. So that's a fun, easy way to get some more eyes and ears on whatever you're up to. Go check it out at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. And while you're over there, check out all the other cool rewards, like our $15 a month DVD club, our t-shirt, shirt, hat, and apparel club at $30. And for $50, you can get every question I ask at all my live trivia nights in a nice zip file in different PowerPoint slides that you can use however you want. If you're a trivia host or you're just somebody who likes to host parties, you can grab all that content for $50 a month, amongst a bunch of other stuff. You can throw a buck my way and you get some cool stuff. So go check it all out, patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Today's episode is about famous redheads, or gingers, as the modern world calls them. And they have those new ginger emojis. If you have red hair and you felt misrepresented for a long time, don't worry. If you have not updated your phone in a while because you don't have space, when you update it, you'll have some nice red-haired emojis of guys and gals. And a lot of new emojis right around the corner. I saw like a sloth and a skunk and all kinds of different animals. Flamingo, seeing eye dog, I think, or helper dog, therapy dog, whatever they're called. So there's lots of new stuff coming in the world of emojis. But the redhead ones, I think, were the last new update. Maybe that was a year ago already. I don't know how often they add new emojis. But it seems like it was just yesterday. Could have been a year ago. You might have been using those for a long time to tweet people about the wild thornberries, who I think have red hair, or some of them. Maybe all of them? I don't know. Nickelodeon. Come on. Rocco's Modern Life coming back. That'll be fun in Netflix world. I think it's just a special. I think it's an hour, hour and a half, something like that. But I'm still looking forward to that. I hope that leads to more Rocco. I want all those shows to come back. Doug, Rocco, Rugrats, Ariel Monsters. Give me a nice pack. And I will watch it. Speaking of those four things, I saw a cool set of socks at Target. It was a 4-pack, $8, and it had all these different Nicktoons on it. So go look for that in the men's section if you need new socks in the middle of the summer for some reason. Go check it out. I've been stocking up on a lot of cool stuff at Target, by the way, for t-shirts. They had $8 graphic tees, so I bought a ton for trivia prizes. And I bought some really cool Game of Thrones stuff that was on clearance because the show is over. But I bought like a backpack, like a Game of Thrones backpack that I thought was really cool. I might use it for my own stuff, or I might give it away. And I bought some Stranger Things. So there's lots of cool stuff popping up at Target. If you like Stranger Things, they have literally everything you can imagine. They have like sunscreen and coolers and beach towels and all kinds of stuff. So go check it out. And I picked up actually for $10 the Blu-ray season 2. It's like an old VHS plastic click case, but it's, you know, and then wrapped in plastic, but it's the Blu-ray set of season 2. I know they're on Netflix forever, but I really like the look of those sets. And for $10, I was like, this is a cool collector's item. So I have the season 1 that's like the VHS case, and now I have the season 2. And next summer, I'll probably get the season 3 once they overstock those and put them on clearance. So that's how I shop. It's how I save money. And you can too. Just go to Target. Today's episode, all about famous redheads. I'll give you 3 clues. You tell me who we're talking about in the world of celebrity redheaded people. And this was recorded at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. If you love The Office, we're doing a big office-themed trivia night, which I think I mentioned in this recording. And it's on August 10th from 5 to 7. So kind of like more of a matinee show. You can still go out and enjoy your Saturday night. But we'll be doing some office trivia. And the inside will be reserved for that. It only holds maybe 50, 60 people at the very most. So I have 60 tickets on my website. And they're available at triviawithbuds.com. $10 a person, up to 8 people on your team. And the winning teams all get some really cool stuff, including some office t-shirts, including some office stickers, and including some Funko Pop vinyls of Mr. Michael Scott holding his world's best boss coffee mug. You don't want to miss that. It's going to be awesome. And I'd love to see you there. Okay, we're going to jump into this recording right now with 11 questions on famous redheads. Here we go. All right, this is round number one, famous redheads. Write down the answers to these questions based on the three clues I give you. Don't yell stuff out, just write them down. And also, don't use cell phones. Here we go, famous redheads. Number one, that dog's ready to play. Here's the first one. Was born in 1954, TV sitcom star and famous director. Who is that famous redhead? Number one, born in 1954, TV sitcom star, famous director. Famous redhead, number one. Trivia with Buds, a year-long staple here at Archie Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Thanks for bringing your friends, your family, and playing some trivia with us on a Thursday night. Number one, born in 54, TV sitcom star and famous director. Number two for famous redhead, starred in Wedding Crashers, Scottish/Australian, and married to Borat. Number two, when he talks about her, he says, my wife. Number two, starred in Wedding Crashers, Scottish/Australian, and married to Borat. Number two on your list, number two. Who are we talking about there? LA Pizzeria Company out on the patio if you're hungry. And lots of great beers to pair with your pizza tonight. One of my favorites this time of year is the Sunna Summer Pilsner here at RT Rogers Brewing. Number two, starred Wedding Crashers, Scottish/Australian, and married to Borat. Who's that famous redhead, number two? Number three, won an Oscar for a movie called Still Alice. Number three, won an Oscar for Still Alice. Had her share of Boogie Nights and The Lost World. Won an Oscar for Still Alice, had her share of Boogie Nights and The Lost World. Number three on your list. Number three, what do you think? Number three? Great beers here on tap. Lots of fun stuff to do in Sierra Madre, but nothing funner than Trivia Night at RT Rogers. Thanks for coming in. We're getting ready to do our first ever ticketed event on August 10th, guys. August 10th, and it's going to be The Office themed. So if you love The Office, it's just going to be all about The Office, and that's going to be on Saturday, August 10th from 5 to 7 p.m., more of a matinee-style time. It will be a ticketed event, so you have to have a ticket to play, you know, up to 8 people on your team, and we'll have amazing Office-themed prizes for... It'll be here, yeah, at RT Rogers. First ticketed event, August 10th, Saturday, coming up in a few weeks. Tickets are on my website at triviawithbuds.com. Here's number four, Family Guy, Idle Hand Zombie, and Created Robot Chicken. Who's that famous redhead? Number four, Family Guy, Idle Hands Zombie, and Created Robot Chicken. Those are your clues for number four. Some people doing well. Do we have any natural redheads here tonight? Do you have red hair? Kind of-ish? No? Back there? No? Yeah, this guy. Bonus point for you, goatee. Nice job. Just for you. Back there? Is that red hair? Is it, though? Was it? All right. You're a pretty smart guy. I figure you could imagine they have red hair. Number four. Family Guy, Idle Hand Zombie, Created Robot Chicken. Number five, Less Shame Than Most. That's the first clue. Is Less Shame Than Most. Fargo and Married to a College Scammer. Number five, Fargo, Less Shame Than Most and Married to a College Scammer. Number five on your list. Number five. Write it down. Talk amongst your teams. High five somebody if you think they got it. Grab some pizza. Grab some beer. Number five is on your list, and you're writing it down. Less Shame Than Most, Fargo, Married to a College Scammer. Halfway through the first round, we got 6 through 11 coming up right now. Here's number 6. One half of famous alien hunters shares last name with a Matrix character and born in Chicago. Who's that? Number 6. One half of famous alien hunters shares last name with a Matrix character and born in Chicago. Trivia night. Thanks for playing. Number six, famous redheads, number six. Lots of fun chatter over these questions for the first round tonight. Got some other fun rounds coming your way, so if you're not too keen on redheads, don't worry. We'll have something else for you in just a bit. Good.
Number seven, middle name is D, D-E-E, 33 years old, and parents named Dina and Michael. Number seven, middle name is D, 33 years old, and parents named Dina and Michael. Number seven on your list, number seven. Middle name is D, 33 years old, parents named Dina and Michael. Number seven. At the end of each round, you'll just tear off your answer sheet, bring it up here, I'll score it up. And we do five total rounds. You can jump in at any time if you just walked in. Number seven. Question number eight. Famous redhead. Number eight. 70s sitcom star. There you go. Radio host and four-syllable last name. Number eight. 70s sitcom star. Radio host and four-syllable last name. Who is that famous redhead? Number eight. On your list, number eight. Number eight. 70 sitcom star, radio host, four syllable, last name. Number eight on your list, 9, 10, and a bonus. And we're done for this round. Question number nine. Born in 1986, Olympics and 10-time ESPY winner. Number nine, born in 86, Olympics, and 10-time ESPY winner. Famous redhead, number nine. Number 10's nice and easy. Three simple words, spicy, girly, British. Number 10, spicy, girly, British. What do you think, number 10, spicy, girly, British? Famous redhead on your list, number 10. Just a bonus left for this round. Number 10, spicy, girly, British. They're chopping it over, they're thinking about it. The beers are being poured. And here is your bonus question for 2 points. Red West is a stuntman who played a hardware store owner named Red in what late 80s action film? One of my all-time favorites. Number 11, for 2 points, Red West is a stuntman who played a hardware store owner named Red in what late 80s action film? 2 points if you get that one. That's the end of round number one, everybody. Famous redheads. That's your bonus question. Red West, a stuntman, played Red in what late 80s action film? Thanks so much for playing. When you're done, bring up your answer sheet. I'll score them up, and we'll be right back. Thanks for playing trivia with Buds. All right, answers to round number one. Famous redheads coming up. Let's see how you did on the first round of trivia. Who thinks they got a perfect score? Anybody? Oh, look out. Some trash talking already has begun. Number one was born in 1954. TV sitcom star, famous director. I was looking for Ron Howard. Opie himself. Number two, starred in Wedding Crashers, Scottish-Australian, and married to Borat, Isla Fisher. She should be in more stuff. I feel like she's not in enough stuff. Number three, won an Oscar for Still Alice, had her share of Boogie Nights in the Lost World, Julianne Moore. Number four, Family Guy, Idle Hand Zombie, created Robot Chicken, Seth Green. Number five, less shame than most, or shameless, Fargo, married to a college scammer, William H. Macy. I guess that makes him a college scammer, too. Number five. Number six, one half of Alien Hunters, shares last name with Matrix character Mr. Anderson, and both in Chicago, are born in Chicago, Gillian Anderson, from the X-Files. Number seven, middle name is D, D-E-E, 33 years old, parents named Dina and Michael, Lindsay Lohan. Number eight, 70s sitcom star, again, radio host, four-syllable last name, Danny Bonaducci. Number nine, born in 86, Olympics and 10-time ESPY winner, Sean White. Number 10, spicy, girly, British, Jerry Halliwell, or Ginger Spice. Is she even British? I didn't even look that up. I was like, she's probably British, right? And the bonus. For 2 points, Red West is a stuntman who played a hardware store owner named Red in what late 80s action film? Roadhouse was the movie. I have a son named Tommy Dalton Buds, and the Dalton is after Swayze's character in Roadhouse. Great job, everybody. Good job on round one, famous redheads.
there it was, a fun little episode on famous redheads. I hope you had a great time playing along, and hope you send this link to a friend, maybe a redheaded friend, and say, hey, Buds did an episode about you. Let's see how many of these you can get. It's time for your trivia team name of the day. And since we had redheads as the category today, your trivia name is Salt and Pepper Ann. Salt and, you know what? Let's make it Salt and Peppa. Salt and Peppa Ann. So that'll be like a play on Salt and Peppa and Salt and Pepper, and also Pepper Ann, the cartoon series from the late 90s and such. And your question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Design of San Dimas, California, which you can find at fmdesignsinc.com. For all your printing needs, go to fmdesignsinc.com and see all the great work Funky Monkey does. Question of the day is, what network originally aired the cartoon series Pepper Ann? What network aired Pepper Ann? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds, or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Guys, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with Buds. Cheers.